Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you are just joining us and you don't know, they traded for Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills for a second-round pick next year. They also got a couple of late-round picks back in the deal. They went out and added Joe Mixon to start over Damian Pierce. They signed Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry on their defensive line. They have a new starter at linebacker and a new cornerback. They have been ultra-aggressive all offseason. If you hit on the quarterback at number two, that's where C.J. Stroud was taken by Houston last year. And if you know you got yourself a star, easier said than done. Stroud had a historical rookie season. Very rare that you get a first year like that, but Washington had one. Robert Griffin, a number two pick, did it. We've seen Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys, a fourth-round pick, do this. If you get that first season where you know a guy's really good and you feel like you're set at quarterback on the cheap, I think what they should do next offseason is what the Texans have done this offseason. That the goal should be, if you hit on the QB, don't waste any time. Get really aggressive, push the chips in, and use that next 3 years, maybe four after you pick up the option before a payday, as your window to try to get business tended to.
100%. And it's chicken or the egg, but you're also going, in order to make sure the rookie quarterback is successful, you drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round, a guy that I wanted to play center. You went and got Laremy Tunsil in advance, a great left tackle, all-pro caliber guy. You've added weaponry 6 ways from Sunday. So correct. This is what you do to give the guy a chance to be any good. It turns out C.J. Stroud is transcendent, which is awesome, phenomenal, perfect, great. Now you give him that much more opportunity to excel to the next level, right, as he keeps ascending. Something Washington, frankly, has never done. It's always been just devoid to them or completely foreign to them to do everything you possibly can to build the nest. Ron Rivera tried to do it for 3+ years, failed miserably because he was terrible at it before he actually ever committed to drafting a young quarterback. He never did. Ran out of time. Maybe if you had 15 years, you might have drafted a young player. But this is what you're supposed to do. Absolutely. And here's the window where you can add. Eventually, you're going to have to start cutting. This is not that time. You've got a few more years of excellent play, presumably from Stroud, before you have to pay him what will be probably $60+ million a year when it's his time.
Yeah, and the sooner you do the extension, too, the better, right? So after year three, you want to get to the table and do it, you can. Because here's what you can do is you could push some of those giant paydays down the road. So the leap from rookie contract money where you make very little to you make really good $30, $35, $40 million a year money. On this salary cap, though, the way that it's grown, that's not the end of the world. That's not that big of a deal. When you look at, like, Josh Allen this year, I'm pretty sure I looked this up today, unless I missaw something. His cap number this year is only $30 million. And he got one of these massive couple $100 million contracts, but it takes till the last few years of the deal when the money's huge, Danny, for that to really become a problem. And so it's not just the window until the end of your rookie deal. If you get the extension done quickly, you can extrapolate out a couple more years before the money is huge. Now, what happens is on the end of that contract, those cap numbers are unwieldy, and it's $60 million tags or something like that, cap numbers. When you get there, you rework the contract. The player likely is willing. You get that done, or you add void years. You just have to keep getting creative. But it's not just like a 3 or 4 year build. You could actually do it 5 or 6 years maybe before a QB is making the top of the league debilitating money. Teams will have to start making tough decisions around them a year out. That's what the Bills did with Stephon Diggs to free up, you know, potentially $27 million in the cap that they were going to pay him. It's $31 million in debt, but they'll have more money moving forward next year because of the decision they made. But I just think if you're a Commanders fan, look at the Texans. That's the dream. That's what could possibly happen here. You got to hit a home run at number two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way easier to talk about than to do it. We don't know if anyone in this class is as good as C.J. Stroud. In fact, statistically speaking, I would say it's very unlikely that anybody is.
Because that just set records. We've been superseded a couple times. I mean, our eye line has changed. After Justin Herbert, due to a fluke accident, finally got in there and started, he was so incredible. And Stroud was even better as a rookie. That's never happened before. So counting on that, I think, is a bit naive. But somewhere approaching that vector is not the craziest thing in the world if you've got a nice little bed in place.
And maybe that's kind of more realistically what I'm talking about. Stroud's 4,100, 23 touchdown, 5-pick rookie season. He missed 2 games, by the way. So you're talking about more like, 4,700 yards and 27 touchdowns and 6 or 7 interceptions, perhaps, as the AP Rookie of the Year and first-time Pro Bowler. You're probably not doing that. But let's just say you hit on a number two pick and it's a Herbert-ish type early production where it's a guy that gives you a chance every single week. You're there. It's over. You found the thing you were looking for, and now we're just rearranging chairs. Doesn't mean you get to go win a Super Bowl, see the Chargers.
Bills.
They've gotten nothing out of the Herbert experience. At least the Bills have been Mahomes'd. Right, they're knocking on the door, AFC championships,
or burrowed,
exchanging blows in a title game where the Chiefs have the ball last, or it goes to overtime, or whatever it is. But I think if you see what the Texans in the last 365 days have done, that should be the blueprint and the dream for a Commanders fan. Get your quarterback at number two.
Yep.
Have him have the big year with some of the young talent around him. And then go make moves this offseason. And to Adam Peters and Lance Newmark's credit, they have not really committed to anything that has been several years that locked them in, right? Everything they've done essentially has been about contract comes up at the end of the year. By next season or the year after, you're able to spend and do whatever you want and get out of all these deals.
Yeah, all the older players they got are on short-term deals.
They're giving them flexibility. You know, they're giving themselves the chance that if Daniels or May is Stroud, that next offseason they can go crazy if they want to. They can trade for Stephon Diggs, whoever that is, next offseason, the 29-year-old wide receiver one. It's right here in front of us, man. We're seeing it in real time.
And this is the way to execute it, right? I mean, you heard Sam Cosmi, Daron Payne both had comments today basically reflecting on how this entire roster has turned over. There's dozens of new people, and it's almost like being part of a different organization. It's like getting to a new team somehow. And that's both a positive, uplifting view of it, but it's also a reminder of how far they still probably have to go, right? And how bad it really was over the last couple of seasons with guys that frankly shouldn't have been putting rosters together, but they did. So here we are. A lot of the guys that are going to be part of the solution for the short term are not part of the long-term plan. And everybody's got eyes wide open on that, it seems like, because you don't sign a one-year deal thinking, this is my new home. You think I'm staying in a hotel or I'm renting for the months I'm in town, and we'll figure out the next stop next. Because we're going to benefit, too, from that, right? I'll help establish the culture. I'll help raise the level of play, help mentor some of these kids that'll be part of the job description, work with Dan Quinn and company, get my career back on track, get myself a bigger free agent deal. Maybe it's here, maybe it's somewhere else. But this is not we got money, we got time, let's go, totally crazy, trade away draft picks, go sign the Keenan Allens, trade for Stephon Diggs, or high-priced guys. I wish there was a couple more in there that might have been more impactful, but you can clearly see the layers of the plan. And to me, it all reeks of, and it's all pointing towards that number two pick, giving the kid a chance to thrive. Not overcome, to thrive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.